From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, August the 4th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that animal rights organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has filed a formal complaint with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration over a recent incident at the Bailiwick Ranch located in Catskill. PETA alleged a Bailiwick employee was nearly attacked on June the 30th while feeding a bear, and that employees exhibited a basic understanding of animal behavior during the incident. The organization released a video on Wednesday, August the 3rd, in support of its claims. The video was shot by a visitor to the ranch. Bailiwick owner Gary Gashitsky said the bear, a female named Tallulah, was behaving in a frolicsome manner and that no one was ever in any danger from the animal. If OSHA finds Bailiwick is in violation of federal law, it could result in a $7,000 fine. A representative of PETA said Bailiwick should be closed and the animals sent to sanctuaries like the Wild Animal Sanctuary in Keensburg, Colorado. She said, and I quote, "Anyone who cares about animals should avoid Bailiwick. PETA has followed Bailiwick for years," end quote. Kaczynski said the video simply shows the bear was being playful and that staff and visitors were not at risk. He said no one was in the compound at the time and described PETA's tactics as, and I quote, "pretty sad," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that a group of Nigerian businesswomen made a stop on Tuesday, August the 2nd, at the Athens-based food subscription service, Field Goods. The group is traveling the country with the U.S. Department of State's International Visitor Leadership Program. Field Goods founder Donna Williams said, and I quote, "We were one of six businesses they visited in the capital region this week," end quote. Five women came from a variety of professional backgrounds, including filmmaking and food service. During their visit, they toured the Field Goods production facility and observed how fruits and vegetables were hand-sorted. The women's tour of the capital region also included visits to the Empire State Development, Her Life Magazine, New York, the Times Union, and Tara's Kitchen, a Moroccan restaurant in Albany. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register Star that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo traveled to Hudson on Wednesday, August the 3rd, and announced plans to expand broadband service statewide within the next 2 years. During the event held at the Hudson Library, Cuomo announced the first round awards under the state's new Complementary Broadband Grant Program. The list included $8.7 million to State Telephone Company of Coxsackie, $2.5 million to Germantown Telephone Company, and $1.01 million to Mid-Hudson Data Corp., which serves Columbia Green and southern Albany counties. The selected projects are expected to serve 30,000 homes currently underserved or without high-speed internet access. Cuomo was joined by Michael Tucker, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, and Audrey Zibelman, Chair of the New York State Public Service Commission. In his remarks, Cuomo said, and I quote, "We are going to go from 99% that doesn't have high-speed internet today to 100% having it in 2 years, which is going to be an amazing transformation," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that State Senate candidate Democrat Sarah Nicoli has written a letter to members of the State Commission on Legislative, Judicial, and Executive Compensation urging them not to increase salaries for state lawmakers. Nicoli is challenging incumbent Republican George Amador in the 46th Senate District. In her letter, Nicoli cited legislators' part-time status and their failure to take action on ethics and campaign finance reform in making her argument against the pay hikes. Nicoli wrote, and I quote, "Community members throughout New York find it offensive that legislators like George Amador, who have blocked ethics reform and treat their public service as a hobby rather than a full-time job," end quote. Amador spokeswoman Eileen Miller said, Amador, and I quote, "has very clearly been on the record he does not support a pay increase for legislators," end quote. Four other Democrats, candidates from Long Island and the Hudson Valley, have written similar letters to the commission. The commission said last month it was considering an increase in lawmakers' base pay to nearly $117,000 per year, up from the present rate of $79,500. The commission must make its decision by mid-November. Lawmakers will have the final say on whether they receive a raise. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that 8-year-old Rachel Gerber of Cairo was named one of 100 regional semifinalists in the Capital Region Invention Convention. The competition received 1,368 entries from students enrolled in kindergarten through 8th grade. The event was sponsored by GE Global Research. Rachel is in the second grade and is homeschooled. She invented the hand pulley swing to avoid pushing her sister Sarah on the swing. Rachel built a model of the swing that was displayed at the Museum of Science and Innovation in Schenectady for 2 weeks. Rachel is already preparing for competition next year. She has an idea to create a softball helmet with air conditioning and built-in bee spray. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the image of an American Indian has been removed from the Ontaora High School gymnasium, even as supporters of the former nickname resist the change. Objections were aired during a Board of Education meeting on Tuesday, August 2nd, by two supporters of the use of the Indian imagery as a distinct symbol spoke, contending the issue should have additional public debate. One resident accused the board of blindsiding the school community with the decision and voting June the 7th to adopt Eagles as the Ontaora nickname. Interim Superintendent Victor McLaren said a painting of a fierce Indian breaking through a brick wall was covered over during recent updates to the gym. Other disputed images remain in the school cafeteria and press box. A speaker at the meeting on Tuesday said the intent of adopting the former nickname was to learn the, and I quote, best characteristics of Indians, patience and open work ethic, and practicality, holistic spiritual community cooperation, pride and honor, end quote. The Ontaora School Board voted in early 2000 to retire the Indian name, but the decision was later overturned and the matter went to a public referendum last spring. The State Department of Education has for the last 15 years urged local school districts to retire Indian symbols as mascots. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 82 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 59. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 85 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:50 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:11 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the fourth day of August 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.